Hey there, you know that chronic fatigue you've been experiencing? That's burnout. Those uncontrollable emotions at the office. Yep, also burnout. The mental exhaustion for even the most routine activities. Ladies, this is burnout. Your body is sounding the alarm. It's time to pay attention and do something about it. But what? I've put together a live 1 hour webinar on May 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern that will give you the tools you need to start living a less chaotic life. Tangible strategies that you can implement today to replenish your energy without having to quit your job or give up your business. Head over to KarenFreeland.com/burnout and claim your spot today. There's no cost to attend. It's my free gift to you. I want to help you show up calm, confident, and collected in every facet of your life. No more burnout. Visit KarenFreeland.com/burnout right now to learn more and sign up. Welcome to Rock Your Reinvention, the show for high-achieving career women who refuse to settle for mediocrity and aren't afraid to take bold action. This is a place where you can authentically show up, where every dream and goal can be validated and achieved. Hi, I'm your host, Karen Freeland, a certified life reinvention coach, speaker, and award-winning author. I'm here to give you the tips, tools, and strategies to help you shift your mindset, build your confidence, and take meaningful actions so you can rock your reinvention. Ready to go from stuck to thriving? Let's go. Welcome back, ladies. I hope you're having a fantastic morning, day, evening, whenever you listen to the show. I want to start out with a quick shout out to all of the women over at Leonardo DRS. Thank you for tuning in every week and listening to this show. I appreciate you. Much love. And it's always great to hear feedback from listeners. So I'm glad you've been enjoying the show so far. All right. Today we have a really important topic, don't we always? 4 reasons to break up with busy. This topic is near and dear to my heart right now because I just continue to talk to so many women, both in the corporate space and those who have recently started businesses. And I just keep hearing how busy everybody is. I'm so busy all the time, just busy, busy, busy. And I really don't live a busy life. I try not to live a busy life anymore. There was a lot of conditioning and thoughts that had to change, a lot of mindset shifts I had to go through to make that a reality for myself. But I was recently talking to one of my clients, and she was just confessing how tired she was. And she mentioned that she barely had the ability to do things that she used to enjoy, things like running and hiking. And some of you might be thinking, really? Why? How could you lose the love of things that bring you joy? Well, when you're so overpacked in your schedule and it's been that way for an extended period of time, even the things that you used to love start to feel like a chore. And what I thought was really interesting as I was chatting with her during our session is she was coming up with reasons or excuses for why she had to keep up this pace. Oh, well, this friend needed me, or oh, there's this assignment I have to get done, or what about this thing or that thing? And as I sat back and just listened to this very objectively, I realized that so much of that was self-inflicted, right? There's a lack of boundaries at play. There's a lack of clarity and focus. And there's a mindset shift that has to happen because so many of us live under this illusion that busy somehow means productive. And I know many of you out there might be finding yourself in this exact same situation, but you're just not sure if breaking up with busy is the right step for you. So enter the tough love. And I'm going to give all of you some tough love today too, just like I did my client, because we are going to unpack the 4 reasons why you need to, yes, why you need to break up with busy if you want a happier, more fulfilling life. And of course, isn't that what we want? A happier, more fulfilling life. Number one, the reason that you've got to break up with busy is because busy does not actually equal productive. You've all heard the saying quality over quantity before. right? I'm sure this is nothing new. You've probably heard this in your careers, in your friendships, maybe, like just quality over quantity. Yet how many of us are actually practicing this? Are you spending your time on quality things or a quantity of things creating this busy schedule? When you let go of the need to be busy all the time, you're going to have so much more space to focus on tasks that are more meaningful, that actually align with your goals and your values. And why is that important? Because that's how you get to greater fulfillment and satisfaction, both in your personal and in your professional goals. And really, again, like, isn't that what we're all seeking, right? When we talk about rocking a reinvention, you know, we want to do it in a way that's fun and enjoyable and brings us fulfillment. That's what we're seeking. If you wanted to just reinvent, anybody can reinvent. But if you really want to rock it and do it in a way that's exciting and fun and sets you up for long-term success, you've got to start thinking about busy differently. Productive is quality. Busy is quantity. And here's the really ironic thing that I find. You'll be far more productive when you get laser focused on your top 2 to 3 goals. Here's why. You're going to put all your energy and effort into those. I'm just going to keep dropping these metaphors on you because I think sometimes it's easier to think in metaphors. You've probably heard the phrase, jack of all trades, master of none. And that is going to be you if you keep spreading yourself too thin. You're doing a lot, but it's all getting 5% of your attention or 5% of your creativity or 5% of your bandwidth. So guess what? It's crap. Sorry, too much tough love this early in the episode. Maybe, maybe not. You're ready for it. I know you're here because you want to change. You can take it. I mean, I went through this when I was in corporate and I had that busy mentality and I just kept stacking the stuff on my plate, saying yes to every project that came along, trying to climb that ladder and get to the next level. I was a crap wife. I was a crap mom. I was a crap friend. Because you know what? I didn't have time or attention for any of those other things. I had crap personal development because I didn't invest any time in personal development. And when I did, it was very rushed and I was mostly thinking about work at the same time. So I never really got to fully immerse myself in it. Whereas if you laser focus in a couple of areas, you're going to be more successful and more productive. But we don't think, right? We think if we just do it all, then, oh, I'm going to achieve more. It's the opposite. It's the opposite. Now, look, please don't go beating yourself up here, okay? You are here listening to this podcast because you want a change. And that's a start. That's something to be proud of. You are on the right path. Getting mad at yourself and saying, oh, how could I be so foolish? Why did I spend all this time focusing on busy? That's not going to serve you. Simply acknowledge your tendency to associate busy with productive. And commit to embracing the notion that there's a better way and that you have been surrounded by conditioned thinking, right? This has been learned thinking given to you by society, by your peers, by your coworkers, by your boss. Maybe for those of you that are entrepreneurs, you know, the other kind of entrepreneurs you see around you that just keep saying, hustle hard. You don't need to sleep. Just work, work, work. And if you want it that bad, you know, you'll just keep going. Okay, no, whatever. If they want to think like that, let them think like that. But from now on, we know busy doesn't equal productive. Okay, that's reason number one, to break up with busy and let go of all that conditioned thinking. Number two, you're becoming addicted to the constant chaos. It's true. Some of you are like, what? Addicted to chaos? I hate this way of living. I did too. But here's what we don't understand. Our brains love dopamine. And you get a little dopamine hit every single time you tackle that new challenge, that big thing that comes your way that you don't possibly know how you're going to do it all. And then you do. And your brain's like, oh, yes, dopamine hit. Every time you cross something off that 8-mile long to-do list, you get that dopamine hit. You might even feel more alive from those constant dopamine hits. So what happens is we become addicted to that. Well, that feels good when you get dopamine. Even though you're like, oh, I don't want to live in this chaos. Your brain is like, oh, but I'm getting dopamine here and this is good. I like dopamine. That's my happy juice. So what happens is as soon as you have a season of calm or relaxation, your brain is starving for more dopamine. It's like, how do I get more of this? So you know what it does? It creates more work for itself so that it can cross something else off that list or overcome another big challenge and get that next dopamine hit. I had a client who recently left her job and suddenly she found herself drowning in to-dos. And I'm like, whoa, 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 you're supposed to be out gardening and hanging out with your daughter and, you know, just working on some decluttering. Like, this is retired life. Let's go. What are we doing here? But her brain hadn't had a chance to detox yet. And she was creating more chaos for herself because that's how she's always lived. She mistook that for thriving. She's like, yeah, this is how I thrive in these kinds of environments. No, we don't. No one thrives in that kind of environment. We tell ourselves we thrive in that environment, but we actually don't. So because her brain hasn't had a chance to kind of make that shift yet, I invited her to do some really deep journaling and reflection around why she needs to feel busy all the time, why a chaotic environment seems so at home for her, and to really dig in and uncover what else she might be trying to cover up or protect herself from by having that really busy environment. And that is certainly something that all of you can do as well. When you're listening to this, is think about those things in your mind that you're like, oh, maybe I need to explore why I think that or why I feel that way and put pen to paper. Don't just let the ideas all swirl around in your head. It's always more helpful to actually jot them down on a piece of paper so you can look at them and reflect on them. Okay, number three, but third reason you need to break up with busy is because it is actually taking you twice as long to reach your goals. You're so busy and you have so many things on your plate that you probably never make any real progress. And you're probably feeling pretty frustrated about not making any progress. You're never getting any closer to the important things that fulfill you because you've got too much on your plate that doesn't actually matter, that isn't actually a priority for you. I told you I was going to keep giving you metaphors. So imagine you're like a duck, right? Treading water. And you're just kind of like in one spot and those little legs below the water are going crazy. And you're smiling at all the other ducks in the pond. You're like, I'm fine. Everything's fine here. Oh my gosh, I'm dying, right? And your little legs, but you don't move anywhere. You just like kind of sit in the same spot treading that water. Yeah. Well, sometimes we do that to ourselves on purpose. Why? Well, it's called self-sabotage, friends. I'm pretty good at it. I've done it many, many times in the past. Why would we self-sabotage? Well, sometimes it's a fear of failure. You know, we don't want to put ourselves out there and have something not go the way it's supposed to go. But what I find for a lot of the women that I coach, the women who are high achieving, they've been very successful in the past, often their bigger fears come from a fear of success, a fear of actually doing well and achieving their goal. So if they just keep themselves busy and don't have time to pursue any of their goals, well, then they can't fail or, oh, God forbid, actually succeed and take off. Think about it. If you get promoted to the next level, what happens? Maybe you have to move and relocate. Maybe that's more hours in the office and away from your family. Maybe that means you have to travel more and it's going to be harder to meet someone. Depending on your situation, right? That fear of success, of getting to the next level, is going to look different. You know, I have fear of success sometimes. I'm not immune to these thoughts and feelings. Sometimes I think about this with speaking. What if my speaking career starts to really take off and people want me to come and talk all over the country or even all over the world? Like, what is that going to mean for me and my family? I'm going to have to be away from them, right? Like, and so we play these records in our brains Now, obviously, we can set boundaries. We can say, I'm sorry, I'm booked that month, or I am only going to do one speaking engagement a month, right? There's a million ways to overcome it. But what we're doing is that we're self-sabotaging. We're putting so much on our plate in the name of being busy that we never make any real progress on our goals, right? We continue to sabotage our success and stay busy so that we can't possibly be embarrassed or, like I said, actually take off and have things change in our lives. But then we get frustrated when we're not moving forward. It's really kind of like this vicious little cycle, right? We just go in circles, which is why so many women that I coach complain that they feel stuck and frustrated and they feel like they can't break free in any one direction. And so often that's because we're just simply so busy. We can't even think, can't even make any progress in one specific area. All right, the fourth reason why you've got to break up with busy is because you're going to burn out. And this is really quite a serious, we throw the word burnout around like, oh, I'm just really burnt out, whatever. Like, burnout is a really serious condition. That is nothing to joke about. And unfortunately, this isn't a matter of if you're going to burn out, you keep up this pace, it's a matter of when. And everybody's burnout is going to look different. Some people, ruin relationships because of their burnout. Some people hit a wall and they just can't get out of bed. Others have a stroke or die. And I'm not trying to be sensational. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers of who's died from burnout. I don't even think that they can categorize. I don't even think they would categorize that. But it happens. There are so many women who are driving themselves into the ground. We're playing with fire. Like, let's just not find out what happens if we keep going with burnout, okay? Like, let's not and say we did. That feels like a better approach. We'll say we did, but let's not. Sustaining ourselves at this pace puts you in the same camp as my client that I shared at the beginning. And thousands of women who are still ignoring the problem. They're like, I don't know what you're talking about, this burnout. Nope. Like, I'm fine. Everything's cool. They're that little duck with the legs going and they're smiling at everybody else in the pond. And really, they're just like, oh, I just kind of want to stop pedaling and drown. I'm done. This is exhausting me. I don't want you to get to that point. Because what happens when we get further in burnout, right? There's three phases of burnout. And really, once you get to that third phase of burnout, that's where a lot of those feelings of hopelessness settle in. And life just doesn't start to look so great. And we feel really abandoned and isolated. And I don't want that for anyone because there's so many ways to prevent that. There's so many things we can do in the earlier phases of burnout to ensure that we never make it to phase three. And that is exactly why I'm hosting a free webinar called Banish Burnout for Good, May 15th at 12 p.m. Eastern. And you really can't afford to miss this. I'm going to be covering the burnout symptoms beyond just the common ones of fatigue. We're going to break down the three phases of burnout that women find themselves in. And I'm going to share actionable strategies for each one of those phases so you can overcome that specific phase. And that's really important because a lot of people will give you advice about how to beat burnout, but if it doesn't correlate to the exact phase that you're in, that is not going to be helpful advice, and it's actually not going to work for you. And then you're going to be even more frustrated. This webinar is going to be live. I'm going to be with you. I am not recording this ahead of time and then just having you sit there and watch it. You can ask me questions. We can interact throughout. So please come join me. Take some time out of your busy schedule. Be intentional about this and go to KarenFreeland.com/burnout. Right now and secure your spot today. And look, if you can't make it, you already have something going on May 15th, you can still register and I will send you the replay for you to watch at your convenience. But whatever you do, don't wait. Go right now to KarenFreeland.com/burnout, sign up, and this is going to be that first step towards a more productive, happy, fulfilling life. I guess second step, because really your first step was listening to today's episode. So it'll be your second step. Okay, let's do a quick recap. Remember, four reasons to break up with busy. One, Busy doesn't equal productive. Two, you're actually becoming addicted to the constant chaos. Three, it's taking you twice as long to reach your goals. So if you stop being so busy, you're going to achieve success faster. And number four, we just talked about it. You're going to burn out, and I don't want that for you. You have way too much to give in this life to be spending all your time burnt out. Every single one of us has a purpose. I believe that with my whole heart. We are here for a reason. We're not just some fancy mistake. Like, we are specifically here for a reason. And I can promise you this, none of us were put here to be burnt out and have an unfulfilling life. Like, that's just not, why would we be created for that? We wouldn't. So the only way for you to truly achieve fulfillment and purpose and happiness is to get out of that phase and that stage of burnout and prevent yourself from ever getting there in the first place. And we do that by breaking up with busy. All right, ladies, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please make sure to leave a review on whatever platform you enjoy this show on. And until next time, stay fabulous. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you're inspired to take action by committing to one of the tips or strategies we talked about in today's episode. And if you want accountability and support, I've got your back. Join my private Facebook group, Successful Working Women Rocking Reinvention, today. You'll find a community of like-minded women waiting to support you, exclusive content, and helpful resources to ensure you succeed. Lastly, if you loved this episode, do me a favor and be sure to leave a review. Together, we can encourage more women to live their purpose. See you next time.